Okay, so as always, it's a schus to learn on the phone, especially on a snowy day. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we still care about him even on a snowy day. Okay, Kedushas Levi for Parshas Shemos, Tafshin Ayin Ches. We'll start from the first piece in the Parsha. The first two pieces are related pieces, and the Berditchver wants to understand, the Tzaddik wants to understand, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Shvatim to be named in the way that they were named? A simple reading of the Pesukim makes it sound like the Imos had very simple intent in naming their children, very mundane types of responses or very humanistic emotional responses to their experience. That Reuven was called Reuven, Shimon called Shimon, let's see. Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael, Reuven v'chulu. Ki hinei Shemos HaShvatim HaKadoshim kasher tira Hashem, shakol echad, aman nikra b'shem zeh. When we think about and we study the names of the Shvatim and we investigate the reason why each Shevet was called by that particular name, why each of the children of Yaakov were called by that particular name. Reuven, says the Pasuk, Ki ra Hashem, Hashem saw my suffering, Ki ata yaveni ishi. Now that I have a kid, now my husband will love me. Okay, it sounds like almost an angry complaint against her husband. It's a strange name. Reuven should be named, because now that God paid attention, now my husband's going to love me. Shimon, why is Shimon called Shimon? Ki shama Hashem, because Hashem listened to me. I was bitter, I complained, and Hashem listened. You could focus on the fact that Hashem listened. That's obviously very beautiful. But it also implies that she was an embittered woman. Levi, even more so. Levi, the Heilige Shevet Levi. Hapam yilave yishi elai. Now my husband's going to be attached to me. Now that we've had children together, so now maybe he'll take an interest in me. Very strange. The Berditchver says, and again, we could always try to be malam etzchus on these psukim and just read it in a more positive way, but if we're honest about it, the Berditchver says, Yinei ve'emes chas v'shalom yef shalomar. It's strange that the Imos would name their children the Heilige Shvatim, that Reuven, oh, now my husband's going to love me, Shimon, oh, now finally Hashem has listened to me, Levi, now my husband's going to attach himself to me. It's very, very strange. Reuven, Bechulu, Vechein Shara Shvatim, Kegon Yisachar. But again, the comparisons, the reasons for the names are very strange. Vasher Hinei Be'emes Shemos HaShvatim Morim Al Ha'alos Kol Taivos LaShem Levato. But in truth, the secret of what's happening here is that the names of the Shvatim are redirecting those taivos towards Hashem. So you could say something that sounds very human and very physical and very natural, but you could actually be talking to Hashem. Beruven, for example. Beruven hella kol taivos shemin ish li ishto laborius barach shemo. Beruven, she said, ki ra Hashem, Hashem paid attention to my suffering, and now my husband will love me. What is she really saying? What she's really saying is that that love that I experienced with my husband will be directed towards you, Hashem. V'chein Shimon, v'chein Levi. Mora alios kol hischabrus laborius bach. That these names, again, the starting point is you have to assume that the Shvatim are exceptionally holy and that their names are a reflection of a spiritual attachment. And therefore, based on that, the Berditchver feels forced to say that each of the names reflect a rededication or redirecting of that love or that attachment, or that feeling, towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same way, very famously, the Maharal explains that when Yaakov and Yosef meet up, and many other Bali Musar, Stipler has this in the Birchas Peretz, and the Ur Yohel, Reb Leib Chasman, many tzaddikim bring, this idea really rooted already in the Maharal of Prague, about 500 years ago. And the Maharal explained that Yaakov was reciting Kriya Shema, not because of his Zman Kriya Shema. Stipler has a whole Arichas in the Birchas Peretz, B'derech Halacha, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin. If it's Zman Kriya Shema, why is Yosef not saying Kriya Shema? Maybe Kibbutz Av Eim trumps Kriya Shema, maybe not. A whole discussion in the Gemara, in Kiddushin and the Rishonim there. But at the end, the Stipler writes, at the end of the Birchas Peretz and Vayigash, the Stipler Gaon writes that the real reason that Yaakov was saying Shema at the time of his encounter with Yosef is because he wanted to redirect that love towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's something we're always supposed to do, to try to take a human feeling, a human emotion, and to try to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu be a part of that, be a part of that experience. That's a critical component of being a very serious and real Eved Hashem. So in that regard, says the Berditchver, for those who just joined us on the phone, we're in the middle of the first paragraph. Lechein nikram hashvatim matos. Parshas matos. Right? The Roshe matos. The Shvatim are called matos. When we talked about the Nesiim, they're called the heads of the matos. Matos means a tribe. But matos also means, says the Berditchver, milashun mateu michalon lechalon. As we learn in Mesechas Beitz on Daf Tes, the redirecting, mateu, is to tilt it, right? To move something from one chalon to another chalon. I'm talking about the birds in the dovecotes. So mateu, the word mateu, means to incline or to redirect. Klomer, sha'ataivos ha'gashmios ha'aleu l'habarius barach. that what does it mean that they're Shvatim, they're very Mahus, their very name, Matos, means to redirect. And these were tzaddikim who were able to redirect their emotional connections towards Hashem. V'zeu ve'eile shemos b'nei Yisrael. And that's what it means. These are the real, you want to know what the names of Klal Yisrael are about? Ve'eile shemos b'nei Yisrael. Hashemos ba'atzmam. Morim ala lios kol advarim la'bor yisbarach v'yis ala zichro. Their names themselves allude, again, on a simple level, they sound to be very very human, very emotional, very this world, this worldly. But on a deeper level, they're being redirected towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the next piece is a hemshech of this idea. He continues, O Yevuar ve'eile shemos b'nei Yisrael, kanizkar le'ah, shenira meha'imaos, karu hashvatim al-shem ha'ma'oros shalahem. It appears, again, superficially, that the Imaos named the Shvatim based on the things that happened to them. The Hainu Ruvain Kira Hashem Ba'ani, Ki Ata Yahaveni Ishi, right? That Ruvain was named Ruvain because now my husband will love me. Sorry, everyone. Just had a little run-in with Meira Rivka Weinberg. Hi, Meira. We're learning Torah on the phone, Meira. Okay, my apologies. So, the mothers, the Imaos, seem to have named the children based on things that happened. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. Again, human experiences. The Hainu Ruvain, Kira Hashem Ba'ani, Ki Ata Yaveni Ishi. Shimon, Kishama Hashem. Levi, Hapam, V'chulu. B'chein HaShvatim Nikra, Matos. And again, like we said, the Shvam are called Matos. What does that mean, Matos? L'var zeh, ki hu levatel das harishon. Ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ram al Ramim, ve'inu mashkiach b'maisa tachtonim. There are those who say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so high in the sky, is so far beyond this world, is so transcendent that he's nowhere found. He's not found. He's not involved in our daily activities. He's not osek in the ma'isa hatachtonim. Aval ha'emes afal pi shakadosh baruch hu ram al ramim. But the truth of the matter is, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the highest of the high, hu mashkiach al ma'isa hatachtonim lihisnai hakol kechefso v'rtzono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved in every detail of what happens in the lower realms. And therefore, what were the Imaos saying? Hashem saw me, Hashem listened to me, now my husband will attach himself to me. The Imaos understood that there's a very real, a real response of cause and effect in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch was actively involved in responding to the cries and the conversations we have with him. V'zeu shakar Imaos shvatim kaniskala. And that's why the Imaos named the shvatim as they did. Lahoros, shakarish baruch hu mashkiach al kol hanaseh ba'olam atachton. To remind ourselves that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to what happened in their lives in this world. Ve'ein adavar nasa ba'olam atachton b'li ritzoni yisbarach. And nothing happens in this world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. And that's what it means. Shvatim matos lashon mateyu mechalon. Again, that Mishnah and Beitza. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shvatim are called matos because they're individuals who, again, who redirect. Mateyu, what does that mean? Lahoros she'af al pi. Shekadosh Baruch Hu ram al ramim. Mashkiach kiviyachol lamata al kol anasa lamata. Va'kol nasa kiritzono. That even though, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so lofty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inclines himself towards us below, and he responds, and he's actively involved in everything that happens in our lives. V'zeo matos lashon hataya milamal lamata. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inclines himself, right? Matos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leans over, so to speak, from above to pay attention to those of us below. This is a very chashuv idea, and it's certainly an idea in the Talmid Baal Shem Tov that was not something that was muskum lakol in terms of the Rishonim. To what degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha pratis governs our lives? But clearly, the Berditcher were following the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, and many Mamari Chazal that prove this point, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved, and there's nothing that happens in the Maisa HaTachtonim, in the world below, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire. I'm going to skip the end of the piece because it's a little bit Kabbalistic, and at the Stuchina Rebbe's Chabura this past Sunday night, he mentioned this concept and admitted that he himself doesn't fully understand it, so I'm certainly not going to even pretend to try to explain the rest of the piece. Okay, let's turn the page, at least in my edition, and for you, jump to the Dibra Maschil, the Yosef Haya B'Mitzrayim, the next little piece. Berditcher wants to know, why doesn't it simply say, the Yosef Haya Sham? Yosef was there. Thank you very much. We know that he's been in Mitzrayim. That's not a new piece of information for us. The Torah doesn't need to mention it for no reason. What does it mean, Yosef Haya B'Mitzrayim? Yesh L'dachtek L'Mekseh B'Mitzrayim? Havi L'Lomar V'Yosef Haya Sham? It could have just said that Yosef was there, and that would have been sufficient. I need to tell me he's dafke in Mitzrayim. We know he's in Mitzrayim. V'nira d'hachi ka'amar, v'yosef haya b'mitzrayim, klomar, sholoshina shemao, The Torah is trying to tell us that in Mitzrayim he was Yosef. What do you mean he was Yosef? I thought they called him Tzafnas Paneach. No, they called him Tzafnas Paneach. But he didn't allow them to change his name. Klomar Shaloshina Shema, he didn't change his name. Ki afilu Paro Shakar Shema Tzafnas Paneach, because even Paro, who wanted to give him the new name Tzafnas Paneach, Paro himself refers to Yosef as Yosef. We find the Bereishis Perek Mem Aleph, Afal Pichein, Lo Kara Atzmo Rak Yosef. We find that he continued to call him Yosef. Referred to himself as Yosef. Vegam Paro Atzmo Amar, Luchu El Yosef, Asher Yomar Luchu Lachem Tasu. That even Paro in Parshas Mikitz refers to Yosef as Yosef. Right? Go to Yosef and do whatever he tells you to do. And we see that this is myself Osim Labanim. We know that Klal Yisrael also kept their names. That was one of the three things that Chazal identify in the Medrash. So Midrashim have four things, three things. Chassam Sofer in his Agadah Shel Pesach talks about the different Nuschas in the Medrash. But either way, one of the things that's very famous to us that the Jews kept in Mitzrayim was they didn't change their names. So Yosef was a so to speak, the one who planted that seed, that possibility of living in an environment where people try to redefine you, but you're able to cling to your authentic name. Your name, of course, is your etzem, is your essence. As we've said many, many times in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that in the word neshama, which of course is the more essential part of you as opposed to your guf, the inner letters of neshama is shame. The two little middle letters of nun, shin, mem, hey, the middle two letters are shame, because your name is your essence. So in life, we encounter different people who will try to redefine us, who will try to cause us to lose a focus of what our essence is. But Yosef Hayyub in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, where they wanted to call him Tzafnas Paneach, he said, that's not my name, my name is Yosef. To such a degree that Paro, again, in Parshas Miketz, was moded to this, L'chu al Yosef, go to Yosef. And that's what it means, Yosef Hayyub in Mitzrayim. And again, that's a harbinger, it's a foreshadowing, that which is going to happen for Klal Yisrael later in the future, that they too would keep their names, and in that tzchus, they would maintain their identity. And of course, when one has an authentic identity, that's living in a state of geula, and that itself would bring about the geula. Okay, the next little piece we're going to skip. The piece after that, Vayelech Ish Mibeis Levi, says just very interestingly, I'll just mention it outside. He says that until now, this family had only produced Aaron being Moshe's older brother. At this point, the Ish Mibeis Levi and the Bas Levi had only produced Kohanim. Aaron would be the family of Kohanim. And now that they're about to give birth to Moshe at the beginning of the second parak in Shemos, so it says Vayelech Ish Mibeis Levi v'yikach es Bas Levi, because now the family of Levi, through Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, is going to be created. And then he says some other things, Bederech Pnimius, which again we'll skip for now. Okay, let's go to something that's very Lamaisa in terms of one's attitude in Avodas Hashem. The next piece, V'teisasav achosom mirachok l'deya ma'yaselo. His sister stood at a distance because she wanted to know what was going to be with him. Ma'yaselo, what will happen to him? So he explains as follows. Uvayavur ha-pasuk, the pasuk in Yirmiyah tells us, Merachok Hashem nir'ali. From a distance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me. What does that mean? What's this idea that Hashem appears from a distance? HaKlal kesha'olamos heim devukim b'gashmiyas shalahem. When the worlds, and that means everything within those worlds, is attached to gashmiyas. Let's talk about let's make it very poshut, b'derech avodas Hashem. When each human being who's an olam katan is attached to gashmiyas, when a human being is connected to the world of gashmiyas, so when you're focused on your guf, when you're focused on Gashmias, when you're attached to Gashmias, you can't attach to Ruchnias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems distant. But when we distance the Gashmias, then we free ourselves from the Gashmias, then it becomes very easy and very natural for a Jew to attach himself to Hashem. And that's what it means, Merachok. To whatever degree a person distances Hagashmias Shalom, Kesha Adam Hu Maruchak Megashmias Shalom, when a person is far away from the Gashmias, which is so much a natural part of his being, as Hashem Nirelo. And that's what the Pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Aleph is telling us. Mirachok Hashem Nirali. From a distance HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from a distance HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me. So again, Mirachok, to the degree that I distance myself from physicality, then I can be connected to Hashem. And that's what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu's sister stood at the distance to watch what's going to be with him. V'zehu ha-remez, v'teisasav, achoso, mirachok, ki achoso. What is achoso? Achoso is a lashon of dveikus. This is very creative what he does here. He says achoso means dveikus because in Meseches Moed Katan and Dafid Zayin, we find the lashon of macha. What does that mean? When a person, Rahman al-Atzlan, is sitting Shiva and they tear their begadim, so the Mishnah and the subsequent Gemara in Moed Katan discusses. There are some tears that you're allowed to fix, and there are some tears that you're not allowed to fix, depending on the nature of the avelus. So ma'acha means to mend a tear, to reattach two things that have been pulled apart. So vateisa sav achosav. Right? Achoso again is lashon ma'achav, to tie two things together. So the dveikus, so to speak, was standing. What does that mean, the dveikus was standing? Mashu davuk begashmias shalom me'rachok. Liasirachik aso megashmias shalom. Meaning what? Dveikus is waiting for us to Dveikus, the opportunity to be davuk to Hashem is waiting for us if we'll just what? If we'll just distance ourselves from gashmias a little bit. And the more we distance, the more we can attach to Hashem. And that's what it means that his sister, that Dveika, so to speak, was standing at a distance. To the degree that a person distances himself from Gashmias, he'll be in a state of Dveikus. Lideya ma'yasalo. Just like Miriam wanted to know what's going to be with her son. Lideya, of course, Deya is a lashon of his chabrus. Das always means attachment. Milashon vayeda adam, like the pasuk says, by the birth of, in Perek Dalet of Bereishis, by the birth of Shes. When Adam again knows his wife and has another child. So again, Lideya. Lideya Mayasalo, that Miriam, so to speak, the sister, the Dveikus, is standing, waiting to see to what degree you're going to attach yourself to it. Veyeda, right? Lashon of Das, Mayasalo, She'ayin, or the Ein Sof, who Hashofei Alav, Tamar Kadosh Baruch is always stand. That's what Tesasav means Hashem is standing ready. Right? It's not like a Kadosh Baruch has to pick himself up and get into position. Kadosh Baruch is always standing, he's alert, he's ready. He's eagerly awaiting our attachment to him, that the Ein Sof is always Shofei Alav Tamar. V'tamiru mekabel chios meisabore baruchu ki ha'ayin nikra ma. And that get a little bit b'derech again Kabbalah here. But l'deya, the attachment is ma ye'aselo, that the ayin, the Ein Sof, is always ready for involvement with him. Again, without getting into this last line too deeply, which I don't even know how to explain very deeply, but again the yisod is very, very important. That again achoso, the dveikus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is waiting for us. And to the degree that merachok, to the degree that we'll make ourselves rachok from our physicality, l'deya, then we'll be able to have dveikus. To ma, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is sometimes called ma, ma is one of the expansions of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. If you take Hashem's name, Yud-Hei-Vav-Hei, and you spell it with Aleph, you spell Yud, Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hei-Hei-Aleph, Vav-Vav-Aleph-Vav, spelling out each of the letters, and then you spell Hei again, the final Hei, Hei-Aleph, is Gematria 45. It's one of the expansions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So again, to the degree that we free ourselves from Gashmias, we'll be able to attach ourselves deeply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on a very simple level, that's something we know from our life's experience. Unfortunately, the times when we're focused too much on our physicality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems very distant. But the more that we distance ourselves from Gashmias, the more natural it is for us to attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next little piece, Vatikra Shema Moshe Ki Min Amayim Mishisiu. So he mentions, I'll just again share this piece outside, he mentions that based on Sefer Yetzira, that there are three different categories, I guess, when it comes to one's existence. There's a level of Or, there's a level of Mayim, and there's a level of Esh. And the Avodah is to lift yourself up. So let's say Or is the lowest level. So a person who's from the level of Or can try to rise to Mayim. A person from the level of Mayim can try to rise to Esh. Moshe is from the level of Mayim. Min ha-Mayim, Mishisiyo. And therefore Moshe rises over the course of his life to the higher level, to the higher level of Esh. He's able to rise to the. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Or Mayim Esh is from the top down. Yeah, Esh is the lower level. I apologize. So a person who's from the level of Esh can try to rise to the level of Mayim, and the person on the level of Mayim can try to rise to the level of Or. So again, Moshe is from the level of Mayim, Kimin Amayim Mishisiu, and the point Mishisiu means that he's able to lift himself up to the level of Or. And we do find that Moshe achieved the level of Or. To such a degree that his face was shining, v'lo yalda Moshe ki karan or. He didn't realize ki karan or panav, that his face was mamish illuminated. So again, I don't know bechlau what this means. It's built on the third parak of Sefer Yetzira, or Mayim and Esh. But again, it's an interesting idea to see, again, just the Ramazim Shabo, that there's a level called Esh that tries to go to Mayim, and the level called Mayim, which is Moshe, min ha-Mayim mishisiu, that reaches the higher level of or. And again, whatever these madrigos represent on a deeper level, the avoda is that a person should always be striving to lift himself up from whatever level he's naturally created on to rise to a higher level. And Moshe achieved that. He went from Mayim, in a Mayim Mishisiyo, to the higher level of Or, v'lo yalda Moshe ki karan Or panav, that his face was mamish, an Or that was a sight to see or to be overwhelmed from. Okay, the next piece is very chashuv about the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on us and tries to see us for more than we actually are. Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael vayeda Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw and he knew. What does it mean that he saw and he knew? He was aware. Klamar. Sheroshu b'nei Yisrael sheikavlu haTorah. Hashem says, listen, I'm beyond time. I can see that you're going to eventually come out of Mitzrayim and mekabel the Torah. Hagam shekeis halala ovdei avodah zarah. Even though right now there's a taina, like we see in Chazal, that when the Jews got to the Yamsuf, the Malachim tainad, halala ovdei avodah zarah, halala ovdei avodah zarah. Why are these Jews any different than the Mitzrayim? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I know that the Jews right now are ovdei avodah zarah. All the more so at this point, when they're still sunken into Mitzrayim, they haven't even seen the Makos yet. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I also know, because I can see beyond time, that Klal Yisrael is going to make me very proud in the future. I know that in the future, they're going to be Mekabel the Torah. I know there's going to be a Ravina and a Ravashi. There's going to be an Abaye of a Rava. There's going to be Talmidim learning Yeshivas Ravina Yitzchak Elchanan. There's going to be Rabbi Kiva Egers and Baal Shem Tovs. There's going to be a lot of great things to come in the future from this nation of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And that's what it means, Vayeda. Vayeda, again, Das is a Lashon of attachment. Vayeda Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached himself to the good and ignored the lowly state we were in at this point. Hashem looked to what we're going to do in the future. And what they've achieved negatively at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't attach himself to that. So that's the Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael. Hashem saw our shortcomings, Vayeda Elokim, but he also knew about what we would do in the future. And that's a really important way, Bin Adam La'atzmo, for a person to try to pick himself up when he's in a lowly state. To say, listen, right now I'm stuck in this situation. But I know that in the future I'm going to be a good Jew. And I know in the future I'm going to break this Yitzhar. I know in the future I'm going to be able to learn this type of Torah that right now I find too hard or I'm not able to focus on. When a person's able to see a better version of himself that he knows, his pnimius, he knows that in the future he'll be able to achieve it. So if he's able to look at that, it gives him a chizik right now. And that's what B'nai Yisrael, they were getting chizik from the fact that Hashem was able to look at them with this Ayin Tova to be able to see the good of Klal Yisrael in the future. I'll just connect this for a second to a famous B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael explains, I think it's in Chodesh Elul, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the world, it was the same thing. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nimlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought the Eitzah, Nimlach means to take advice from. Hashem asked advice from the Nishmoseim Shal Tzadikim. Hashem took advice from the neshamas of the tzaddikim. Now, again, this is before creation. Hashem looked at the neshamas of the tzaddikim and asked them, should I bother to create the world? What was the Kodesh Baruch Hu asking? Hashem was saying, basically, should I give you an advance? You haven't done anything yet, right? You haven't really, you don't exist yet. So you haven't achieved anything. You haven't given me any, you haven't created any Kvod Shemayim. You haven't created any Nachas Ruach for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Hashem said, are you going to do good things? So the tzaddikim said, of course we're going to do good things. So Hashem said, great. So I'm going to allow you to exist based on what you're going to do. So B'nai Yisrael says that's really the negotiating point every El. When we come to El at the end of the year, El being the last month of the year, in a certain sense, we negotiate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, listen, the same way you created the world based on what Jews are going to do in the future, you gave us a chance. So right now, we're about to recreate the world. Right? Tishrei is coming. Hayom Haras Olam, Rosh Hashanah, the recreation of the world, the recreation of man. Chaf Hei El being the first day of creation. Aleph Tishrei being the creation of man. So listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a shot. Give us a chance. Give us a shot. Just like in creation, you were willing to let us buy on credit, knowing what we're going to do in the future. So give us a chance. Give us a chance now to do the same. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that opportunity. Hashem said, I'm willing to trust you. I'm going to focus on the good, the positive. And Amir Tzashem, we'll do great things together. And that's why Yehida Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked to what we will be and didn't focus on what we are. Of course, that might be connected later in the Parsha to the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to reveal himself to Klal Yisrael. Eke Asher Eke. Let's focus on Eheye, what's going to be. Right? Or what's going to be even after that. Eheye Asher Eheye. Not to focus always where you are right now, but to be hopeful about where you're going to be in the future. Okay, continuing with the next piece. O Yivuar Vayara Elokim es b'nei Yisrael Vayeda Elokim. Another pshat. In this pasuk, he begins by quoting a pasuk in Habakkuk in the third parak. Pasuk says, "Hashem pa'alcha bekerav shanim, todia beroges rachim tiskor." So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your pa'alcha, your activities bekerav shanim. Now we'll see how he translates bekerav shanim. We'll see how he uses that. Bekerav shanim means within years, but we'll see what that means within years. Todia means have an awareness. And then Baroges, then in a time of Roges, in a time of divine wrath, Rachim Tizkor, remember your mercy. What does this pasuk mean? Yavur al derech mashal. He begins by telling a mashal. Ki ani mevakish me'al asher lemalos she'laso v'kashaso. An ani comes to a rich man and says, "Listen, I need your help, buddy. I'm in big trouble. I know you have the financial means to help me." Asher hayecholis bi'ad ha'asher lemalos v'kashaso. He knows that the ani knows that the asher can help him to fulfill his request. V'asher tzarech l'dabik machshavoso v'tzar ha'ani b'chadei shirachim alav. The asher needs to think about the state of the ani, to understand his difficulty, to connect to his suffering, and then he'll be able to help him. Not able in the sense that he doesn't have the financial means. He has the means, but then he'll want to help him. Ki kasher ha'asher yadabik machshavasa v'tzar ani. When the asher reflects and thinks about the struggle that the ani is going through, az bevada yamale bakashasa, then certainly he'll help him. When he sees how broken the guy is, of course, it's not a big deal for me. I have the money. Of course I'll help him. Because he knows he has the financial means to do it. He just has to want to do it. And the ani has to try to get the usher to care, to pay attention to him. The same thing is true when the Jewish people are going through a difficulty. We say, Hashem, please pay attention to us. But the only way that can happen is if we connect to Hashem. The same way that the ani and the usher have to establish an emotional bond in order to be able to help one another. Right? Because in truth, the ani is really helping the usher. So the Medrash says in Rus, the Medrash in Megillas Rus says that more than the usher does for the ani does for the usher. It's the best investment in the world. It's better than it's even better than Bitcoin, believe it or not. To invest in tzedakah is the greatest investment you could possibly make. So therefore, they have to connect to each other. So when we're in trouble, when Klal Yisrael is in trouble, we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to again establish a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that we're able to be saved. So akim l'Hashem yisabarach l'rachim aleihem. We ask Hashem to have rachmanis, kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu memali tamid kol she'ilos amo beis Yisrael, because we know that Hashem wants to answer our pleas and has the means to answer our pleas. As I tzarech ha'odim l'dabig machshavasa v'tfilasa l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you can't establish you can't do the wire transfer until you link the bank account. Right? But you have to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that he wants to help you. But if there's no connection, if the ani and the usher don't connect, then it's not going to work. So through tefillah, and through tzaka, through crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tefillah itself, he says, is a lashon hischavrus. The word tefillah, it's all lashon of dveikus. Be lashon naftuli elokim, like it says by the naming of Naftali, back in Parshas Vayetze. V'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol mechaber es atzmo lehem, kadei l'rachim aleihem. And once the emotional bond has been established, right, once the line has been connected, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have rachmanis upon us. And that's what the pasuk means. Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael, vayeda Elokim. Hashem saw the depth of their cry, their desire to attach to him, vayeda hu eschabris milashon vayeda Adam, like it says again by the birth of Shais, and Adam knew again his wife to produce another child, he attached to his wife, v'zeo vayeda Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached to us. Now what does all this have to do with the pasuk in the third parak of Habakkuk that we started with? So here's the answer. I'll say it outside and then we'll read it inside. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists beyond time. More than the distance between the ani and the asher is the distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, how do we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's beyond time, who's beyond pain, who's beyond any of our suffering, how do we get him, kiviyachol, to enter into time to feel our pain, to be able to be connected to us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally beyond. He's a transcendent God. How do we make him imminent? How do we make him present? So says the Navi Habakkuk, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, pa'olcha bekerev shanim, Todia. What does it mean, Bekerev Shanim Todia? Ki Atzar Hu Behazman. The suffering we're going through is within time. Ki Lamala Mehazman Ein Sham Lo Tzar Velo Yagon Vanacha Kal. Because beyond time, there's no pain, there's no suffering. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, the pasuk that we've quoted so many times, last year and this year, the pasuk in the third parak of Eicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do ra. Hashem doesn't know how to do bad. So from the higher perspective, it's all good. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Pa'alcha Bekerev Shanim. Enter into the Shanim, enter into time, enter into our world. Hatzar Asher Ba Mehazman, Todia, become aware of it, feel it, connect to it, whatever that means on a deeper level. But Hashem, feel and recognize and connect to our pain, and through that Hischabrus, says the Pasuk, Berogez, even though, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you might be disappointed in us, but you'll have Rachmanis on us, Rachim Tizkor. You'll remember to provide for us, because really we're just Aniyim, and all of our shortcomings of Mitzrayim stems from the fact that we're Aniyim. And we don't have the spiritual and emotional wherewithal to be the proper Avdei Hashem that we want to be and that you want us to be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmanas on us. Enter into our suffering. Vayeid Elokim, connect with us. And then you'll see that that it's kedai to have rachmanas on Klal Yisrael. Very much berdicha v'lishitaso, always trying to awaken rachmanas from on high. Okay, we're going to skip the next little piece about choreva, about Har Chorev. We're going to skip the next piece after that, when the Malach appears to Moshe in the Sna. And we're going to continue about four paragraphs later, three pieces later, Vayomer Hashem ro'o ra'isi as ani ami. Okay, Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin through Tess. The Psukim describe, Vayomer Hashem, I've seen the suffering, the affliction of my people, and I've heard their cries from those who take advantage of them, Noksav, those who beat them. Va'atei neitzakas b'nei Yisrael ba'elai. Okay, the piece begins with the word Hinei. Hinei levar ki kisha adam avakish eiza tova mehabori yisbarach. This is also a really important piece that's connected to the first piece that we learned about Mateo, about Matos, about redirecting my requests to a higher cause. What do I want when I'm suffering? What do I really want? Why am I asking for salvation? When a person davens for parnasa, what do I want to do with that parnasa? When a person davens for health, what do I want to do with my life? When a person davens for wisdom, what do I want to use my brain for? So look what the Berditchver explains. Kisha'adim mevakesh eiza tova me'abar yisbarach. When a person asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me X, Y, or Z. Azai lo ya'ikar kavanaso machwas davar hanogeya latzmuso. Don't be selfish. Don't ask for something that's nogeya only to you. Something that's personal. Rak ikar kavanaso ya kedei shal yidei zayavar esabor yisbarach shmo betov lev. I'm asking for money so that I can serve you better, Hashem. I'm asking for good health because that makes it easier for me to serve you, Hashem. I'm asking for wisdom because that helps me to understand your Torah better, Hashem. Hinei Yisrael b'mitzvayim ha'yu b'kandes ha'seichel. In Mitzrayim, we only knew one thing, that our backs were hurting from schlepping, and our bones were crushed from the backbreaking labor, the Avodas Parach of Mitzrayim. That's all we knew, and that's all we knew to ask for. Hashem, physically I need to be redeemed. And their whole request was that which was nogeya to man, had nothing to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But they didn't know to ask. They didn't know to ask Hashem, save us so that we can become the Am Hashem. They didn't have that language. They didn't have those concepts. Their minds were closed. Their hearts were closed. Their lips were closed. Remember the Rashi at the beginning of last week's Parsha. It's a Parsha Stuma. Einayim v'libam. Their eyes and their hearts are closed. They can't think. They can't do. So therefore, what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Again, an amazing berditch of her Torah says the Heilige Kedusha Slavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took their tefillos and said, this is what you really mean. They say the Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer very often was very good at this. Rav Isser Zalman was an amazingly sensitive person, an unbelievable Gadol B'Torah. And Rav Isser Zalman, when he would teach younger people and they would ask him questions, he'd say, I think what you're trying to say is this, or I think what you're really asking is that. And he would do it in such a way that the student actually believed that that's what he was asking. They even found Rav Isser Zalman one time. He walked out of his classroom, he walked out of the shir, and he was pacing in the hall, and he was saying over and over to himself that Kavod Abrios applies to children as well. Kavod Abrios applies to children as well. Because he wanted to remember that even when I'm dealing with a child, I have to be sensitive, I have to try to see whatever they're saying in the best way, and to try to treat them like my equal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at a lowly Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, who barely know how to ask for the right thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I think this is what you're really trying to say. Hashem did a double favor for us. The Pashim Shad is he saved us. Gevaldik. He took us out of Mitzrayim. That's great. He physically saved us. But he also reinterpreted our words to have a much more mature content. Hashem said, wow, you want to get out of Mitzrayim to serve me? And Bnei Yisrael said, yeah, that's what we said. Sure, that's what we meant. Right, save us so we can become your people. Oh, really? That's what you want? Yeah, that's what we want. So that's how Hashem read the pasuk. That's how Hashem expressed himself in this pasuk. Hashem says, I see the suffering of my people. What does that mean? Ramis. Ra'isi asani ami. Asher rotim lios ami. I see how badly they want to become my people. They're crying out because of me. They want to have a kesher to me. That's beautiful. Hashem reinterpreted our words. As if the main thing that they were crying about is galus hashchina. Like the Rizhner, the famous Maisa, the Rizhner was spent some time in jail. And the Rizhner said that he was crying, Gam ki elach begeitz amavis lo yirara, Ki atai madi. Right? So he said, the pashup shot is, I don't have to worry because Hashem is with me. But the Rishner said, that's what pains me. Gam ki el v'yitzam avis, lo ira, I'm not afraid, but it's ra, ki atai madi, but I'm sad because you're with me. Hashem, I'm sad that I had to take you to Galus. I'm sad I took you to Mitzrayim. I'm sad I took you to that Avera that I did. Asher rotzim v'tzalkim sho'oshia lehem b'shvil avodosi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu reinterprets the words. You're crying out because of me. Oh, because it pains you that I'm in Mitzrayim with you. Oh, because you want to get out of Mitzrayim so you can serve me better. That's beautiful. And that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu said. V'ramaz v'pasuk shalafanov. V'sakasom shamati v'pnei noksav. I heard their cries v'pnei noksav. What does that mean? The reason they were crying for themselves, that's only b'nei noksav. It's because they were so beaten. They were so badly oppressed. They didn't have the head to think. But what they really wanted to say, if they could just get out from under the whip a little bit, what the Jews would really want to say is what? We only want to serve you, Hashem. And the truth of the matter is that that was the Metzias. Nasa v'nishma. At the end of the days, when the Jews finally had the chance to be true to themselves, to become the Am Hashem, they did only want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, this connects us back to the piece we had before. Vayar lokim es v'nei Yisrael v'yeda lokim. That Hashem looked past where we were holding in the moment to try to see who we really are. Again, the reinterpretation of our words in order to take us out of Mitzrayim in a more lofty way. Not just to free our bodies, but to free our spirits as well. An amazing, beautiful piece. The next couple of pages, at least in my edition, is a very lengthy piece, which is very, very kedai. We're not going to learn it together inside. I would just make a note to yourself, A, to look at this piece when you have a chance, but B, it's a very important piece in terms of suffering, Jewish suffering. And again, the Berditchever explains that an expression of our love is our suffering for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a really important piece for a person who's going through a tough time to understand, again, like we've said so many times from Eicha Paragimel, that no bad comes from Hashem, and suffering is part of building us up. And he explains the entire process of Klal Yisrael suffering and the suffering of the Egyptians through the Makos, and how that entire process brought about a Yeshua and a deepening of our connection to ourselves and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to skip. Again, it's about 4 or 5 pages in my edition. So it's a pretty lengthy piece, a long essay on Jewish suffering. And we're going to skip to the next Dibra Maschil after this, which is B'Pasuk Mi Anochi Ki Eleich El Paro V'Chiyotias B'nei Yisrael. It's in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph. Again, turn a bunch of pages. And again, the piece begins, B'Pasuk Mi Anochi Ki Eleich El Paro V'Chiyotias B'nei Yisrael. Moshe says, how can I go to Paro? I can't take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. What was bothering Moshe? What seemed impossible to Moshe? So I'll tell you the following. It's an amazing piece. Again, the Berditchever says, what a chiddush. What a chiddush in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Nira lefarish al pi ha-pasuk osa shalom b'mromav. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes shalom on high. What does that mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes shalom on high? Ki Michael memuna al hamayim v'gavriel al ha'esh. As we find in, alluded to in the Gemara and really in the Medrash, that there's a malach named Michal who's a malach of water, there's a malach named Gavriel who's a malach of fire, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to somehow osa shalom b'mromav. He brings fire and water together in a remarkable way. If you remember, we spoke about this once, how Shemayim is made up of Eish and Mayim, and that's really, I was trying to emphasize, that's really the first thing in the Torah, Bereishis Bar Elokim Eisa Shemayim. The first thing you need to know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring together opposites. And Valach the Bedrachov demands of us to try to do the same, to the best we can. But this was the complaint, this was the concern of Moshe. Let's see how. Nimtzo malach hamamuna ala chasodim, ein biyacholto lefol gvuros. The malach that's assigned to take care of chesed is not able to do gvuro. Ki ein malach echad osa shtei shlichos. Because one malach cannot do two missions, cannot carry out two jobs. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yachol uviyado hakol hameachir kol hanifradim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entirely able. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol. Hashem can do whatever he wants. He's omniscient and he's omnipotent. He can do whatever he wants. He understands all. He can do all. Uviyado hakol. Everything's in his hand to bring together separated things, disparate things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu take opposites and merge them together. And that's what Moshe was asking Hashem. How can I go to Paro and take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? What was Moshe saying? Mi anochi ki eleich al Paro. How can I go to Paro to punish Paro lifol gvuros, to act at the midah of gvura? And I, Moshe, the same person, I'm going to be the one ki otzias B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim. I'm going to be able to destroy Egypt and to save B'nai Yisrael. Moshe says I'm a malach, but a malach can only do one shlichus. I can't do two things at once. So how are we going to do this? How are we going to beat up Mitzrayim and at the same time free Klal Yisrael? And it's mamish, like we said also in the past. It's nago for afo. Right? The Pasuk says, I think it's in Yeshaya maybe, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afflicting and healing. What every Makkah was afflicting the Mitzrayim and healing Bnei Yisrael. So how do you do two opposite things at once? How is that possible? The answer is, if you were HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a problem. And therefore Hashem answers Moshe, what are you worried about? Ki anochi ayeimcha. I'm going to be with you. Oh, you're going to be with me, Hashem. Then anything's possible. When a Jew goes through this world on his own, he encounters a lot of things that are impossible. But when you walk with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then all of a sudden, everything becomes possible. And that's an important thing to realize. We live in a world of many pratim, of things which are nifradim, and it's our job to attach ourselves to the one who is able to make oneness out of everything. The next piece is a long piece. We're not going to learn the whole thing inside, but I want to just share the basic yesod that he has. I'm not even so interested in connecting it to the pasuk right now, because it's too long to really put together the whole thing. But let's just read a couple lines in. Again, the paragraph that begins "Vezelecha os ki anochi shelachticha." He starts with a couple pesukim from Shir Hashirim, which he wants to connect to our pasuk. Again, I'm not going to get into that right now. And if you go down about five, six lines. The right after he quotes the Pesukim in the third parak of Shir Hashirim, he says, Dihineh. Okay, so again, the piece, the Dibra Maslil, is V'zelecha Ha'os, five or six lines after a couple of Pesukim quotes from Shir Hashirim. I just want to give you the Yesod in terms of Avodas Hashem, something we saw in the past, in the Kedusha Slavi, but let's see it again, see how he develops it here. Dihineh Atzadik Ha'ovid Es Hashem Yisbarach Tzarech She'yeda B'chol Yom, U'v'chol Pam She'masig Eizel Hasaga, She'masig Eizel Hasaga, a tzaddik needs to know that every time he understands something, every single day, as he grows and deepens his understanding of Elokos, you need to remember and never forget that there's always a higher level that a person has to try to strive for, to never be satisfied, to never feel that I've done enough, but every time that I grow, it should inspire me to want to grow more. Where do we see this? I think Parshas Vayigash, we had this. Everyone's on mute, so you can't answer my question. But I think in Parshas Vayigash, we had this idea about how growth has to lead to further growth. I'm trying to remember where we had it. Yeah, we had it in Parshas Vayigash. By Moshe's humility, Anochi A'alcha Gam Alo. That's how we had it. In Parshas Vayigash, Anochi A'alcha, as I go up, Gam Alo, I go up further. Okay, so let's go weiter. So he says that a tzaddik has to realize that every madrega comes with more madregos. V'she'ina sagazusha meisig b'tachlas ha'shleimus. And I never complete. I've never finished the job. Never attained the ultimate level. She'yid l'b'chol pam she'dayin chaser. She'ino masig. There's something more that I have yet to understand. U'k'she'yavu gam la'sagazu. And when I understand that thing, so now I'm again a step higher, I should know that there's another level that I don't understand. V'davar za'ein lo sof. And this never ends. Whatever a person does grasp, he should know that there's more that he doesn't yet understand. To know that there's more to come, and I haven't yet attained it. To recognize at all times that I lack a state of being complete, and I have to be aware of what I'm lacking in. He quotes from the Tikkuni Zohar, V'leis di yad b'cha klal. Very powerful expression. The Tikkuni Zohar says, there's no one who knows you at all, Hashem. Because when a person realizes that Hashem is infinite, no matter how far into the game you are, no matter how many levels you've climbed, no matter how many madregos you've attained, you're still infinitely far from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means, leis di yad b'cha klal. We don't know you at all. We don't know the first thing about you. V'zehu ha'muvchar b'avodas Hashem yisbach. And that's not supposed to make us depressed, but it's supposed to motivate us to keep trying and to realize that there's always, always, always more for a Jew to do in this world. Hayodeya tamid she'eino adayin b'shleimus, that I recognize that I have not completed myself. U'mis'av u'mishtoke glalos madreg l'mal mizu, and I strive endlessly to reach a higher level and another level. V'shamati gam kein b'shem atzadik marenu Rav Yechiel Michal. He quotes from Rav Yechiel Michal. Yechiel Michal is probably Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev, the Magid of Zlotchev. The Zlotchev Magid explained on the pasuk Achas she'alti meis Hashem osa avakish lachzos b'noam Hashem. What did the Magid of Zlotchev explain? B'derech Zeh explained, Sha'achas sha'alti meis Hashem lachzos b'noam Hashem. That the one thing that I want from Hashem is to be able to perceive the beauty and the sweetness of Hashem. Osa avakish. What does it mean, osa avakish? Osa avakish tamid. It's not something that I asked for in the past. But here's the one thing I wake up every day with my one goal. My one goal for the day is what? Is to get closer to Hashem. Osa avakesh tamid. She'eda, that I should always live with an awareness. She'ish madrega l'mal mizu. There's more to strive for. And a person should never, ever, ever come to rest and feel that I've completed the mission. He goes on in the next couple of paragraphs to bring several rayas to this idea. Again, it's part of the name Ehayeh, Asher Ehayeh, Eka, the name I will be, striving for more. He connects it to the Psukim of David HaMelech in Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches. Pischu li shari tzedek, avavam odeka, ze hashar la Hashem tzadikim yavahu vo. The Rebbe Melech, Rebbe Elimelech of Lezhensk, in the back of the Noam Elimelech, there's a section called Likutei Shoshana. So over there, he also has this idea that the way of the tzaddik is what? Pischuli sharei tzaddik. Pischuli, open the doors. I haven't even begun. This is Ehashar LaHashem tzaddikim yavovo. The tzaddik says, I'm just walking through the gates. This is what it means, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also. He doesn't quote this here, but the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kajaglover Gon Zatzal, Hashem Yinkom Damo, he died al Kiddush Hashem. He was one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. With Meir Shapiro in that time period. So the Eretz Tzvi writes in Parshas Vayera that this is the secret of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Moshe Rabbeinu had all 50 levels of understanding minus one. What does it mean, Chaser Achas? Chaser Achas means that there's always a level that there's more to grow. It fits beautifully with this Pshat of the Magid of Lachav. Achas Sha'alti. I'm always looking for that one, which on the one hand means no matter how high I am, there's always one level above me. And a deeper understanding that I'm always on level one. I haven't even started. I've just begun the avoda, and it's a lifetime of growth. But a person again who walks with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's part of what the connection to the pasuk is. V'zelecha os ki anochi shelachticha. Moshe, the fact that you think you're unworthy, that itself is the sign that I have sent you. The fact that you realize that there's more to do is a proof that you're an emistic eved Hashem. The Jew who thinks that he's shalem is usually the greatest indication of a person who is very chaser, and the tzaddik, who's always striving for more and feels like there's so much more to do, is the individual who, be'emes, is the true tzaddik. Okay, turn the page. We'll go to the next little piece. Maybe we'll do two more pieces, and then we'll wrap up for today. Just a beautiful idea. Again, Bederach Remez that he brings in the piece that begins, Vayomer Eka Asher Eka. Perek Gimel Pasuk Yedalet. He says just a very interesting thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most common name, the name of Yudkei Vavkei. Vayomer Eka Asher Eka, v'nevar almash shem ha'ikar shal habore hu shem havaya yisbarach. Okay, let's try that again. We're going to explain, he says, why the primary name of Hashem is the name Yudkei Vavkei. How many times does Yudkei Vavkei appear in the Torah? 1820. Again, it's a chashuv number. Some Rishonim say 1818. But it seems that 1820 is the number, and there's a lot of Ramazim about that number 1820 for another time. Okay, but that's the most common name of Hashem. It appears almost one in three times, one in every three psukim in the Torah, 1,820 times in the Torah. But what's the secret of this name Yudkei Vavkei, and why is it a good name for Hashem? So he tells us an interesting thing. He says, take a letter, and its gematria, its numerical equivalent, and multiply it by itself. Will it always produce the same number? In other words, take, he says, the number 2. 2 times 2 is 4. Okay, so there's no 2 in the number 4. Take 3 times 3. 3 times 3 is 6. Well, there's no 6. There's no 3 in the number 6. Take 3 times 3. 3 times 3 is 9. Right? Well, there's no 9 in the number 3. When you take, I don't know if I got those numbers right. I'm not sure if I did the math right. Whatever I just said. But 2 times 2 is 4. 3 times 3, I don't know, 3 times 3 is 6. No, 3 plus 3 is 6. 3 times 3 is 9. 4 times 4 is 16. You see that they don't retain the original number. 5 times 5 is 25. So that contains the number 5. What happens if you multiply 25 by another 5? Then you get 625. It still maintains a 5. The same thing is true with the number 6. 6 times 6 is 36. 36 times 6 is 216. Also has a 6. So the letters Yud, He, Vav, and He always maintain a connection to their original number. And he says that's the secret of the Pasuk in Malachi, in Perek Gimel, Ani Hashem, Lo Shanisi. I am God, and I don't change. The number always repeats itself. It always comes back to itself. Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey are letters that always come back to their original number. And again, that highlights HaKadosh Baruch Hu not changing. How does that fit with the concept of Eka Asher Eka? I will be what I will be. So maybe it means that Hashem's saying, I will remain as I am. But Eka Asher Eka also means I will be what I will be as changing. I become something different in the future. And we're not, again, going to go into that right now. I'm not going to read the rest of this piece. But it's a beautiful yisod in the understanding of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, how it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essential name. That the Yud always remains connected to Yud. And Hey, you multiply it, it still always has the number 5 in it. It always has a Hey in it. And that's something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unchanging qualities as highlighted by the Pasuk in Malachi. Okay, we'll turn the page. And maybe we'll do two last pieces. Well, yeah, we'll do two final pieces. We'll do the piece O Yivuar Eka Asher Eka, and then we'll do the small piece after that. And I thank you for learning with me. Cheered me up on a snowy day in a shtickle cold. Okay, here we go. O Yivuar Eka Asher Eka. Eka Asher Eka. What's a longer? What does it mean I will be what I will be? This is really probably the most important piece for us as Jews who are trying to bring about the Geula after nearly 2,000 years. Ratzel Lomer, Shebegalis Harishon Rao Yisrael Shu Rav Lahoshia. When we first met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were suffering and Hashem saved us. It seemed like a tremendous turnaround in a short period of time. Suffering in Mitzrayim for so long, and then in 1 year, everything changed and Klai Yisrael were freed and received the Torah. V'kevan Sharao Shebiyadu Lahoshia. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established a track record of some of being someone who knows how to save, l'chein yesh lanu shekol seichel, sorry, l'chein yesh lanu seichel b'golas hamar hazeh l'ha'atiru l'hispalel. When you know that Hashem can save, and has saved, and will save, then it gives us the proper mindset in the golas to continue to plead, and to entreat, and to daven. V'ikr tanug Hashem yisbarach yish yisrael mispalim l'fanav, and the main pleasure HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets is when we daven to him. So Mitzrayim was really a training course for the ultimate Ugula. And that's what it means, Eke, Asher Eke. Yeah, I will be the same way I was with you now, Asher Eya. I'll be with you in the future. Hachana is Bechinas Eya. Hachana means I will be, I will prepare, getting ready for something. Raksha Begula minisim onu masigin mochin de katnus. Raksha mochin de katnus hu hachana le kabal sator le mochin de gadnus. V'zeu asher ehayah. Hashem was saying to them in their time, ehayah, I'll be with you right now to get you going, and then I'll give you an even higher level of understanding by Kabbalah Satorah. But again, it's speaking to us as well. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved that when we daven, eventually we'll be saved, when we cry out, we'll be saved. Amir Tashem, we should be zocha to again achieve that mochen de gadlus, that loftier mindset, which will allow us to have redemption as well. And last but not least, the final piece for today. Vayomer Elokim Moshe, Ehayah Asher Ehayah, Vayomer Ko Somar Levnei Yisrael, Ehayah Shalachani Aleichem. Ayin Perish Rashi. V'yesh Lefarish, Dinei HaKlal, Kisha Adam Osa Eze Davar Gashmi, Yekavanosu Lavoros Hashem Yisbarach. As we've seen several times today, in this amazing Parsha of Kedushas Levi, that we should try again to redirect towards a higher cause. When a person performs a Gashmius act, you should have Kavana for Avoros Hashem. So when a person is plowing and planting and harvesting, why am I plowing? Why am I harvesting? To be able to have food. Why do I want food? To be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That through my plowing and planting I'll have food, and I'll be able to eat it. And then I'll have the strength to serve Hashem. That's called Eke Asher Eke. Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. That I plow and I plant, so that I'll be able to eat, so that I'll be able to serve Hashem. Two levels. I'll be able, my plowing, my efforts, my gashmis efforts, my plowing, my planting, my harvesting, is in order that I'll be able to produce food and eat, and then I'll be able to use that food to serve Hashem. But what's going to be in the time when Klal Yisrael received the man in the Midbar? In the time of the man in the Midbar, you don't have to prepare the food, you just have to eat in order to serve. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows up his statement of Eke Asher Eke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's second statement, that from the time that you're sent out of Mitzrayim, you should just know, yeah, you only need to have one intention. The food is provided for you, you don't have to prepare it. But therefore, when you eat it, you should use that energy to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, it's much broader than this specific application, but every time we do anything in Gashmius, we should say, what am I donating to Hashem? How much of this act am I focused on Hashem? Am I dedicating my kochos to Hashem? And Amir Tzashem, if we can redirect ourselves, then we'll live like the Shvatim. Again, whose very names were names of redirecting a koach, an emotion, a feeling towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, Mi'ira says that it's time to stop, so we're gonna stop. Okay, good Shabbos, everyone. Shkoyach, thanks for learning with me. And we should be zocha to live the words of the Holy Berditchever. Thanks so much.